Misty, Lyrebird Lake, Book 2, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. Through sparkling lights, she saw seagulls and a circle of shells. Misty Buchanan knew it was the start of a premonition because she'd come to recognize them over the years. Ah, not today. Not while fishing on this deserted beach with Southwest Rocks Lighthouse in the distance and the wind in her hair. Her last day at the beach before she moved to inland Queensland. She'd been so caught up in the pleasure of the salty breeze, the turquoise waves full of fish that teased and fascinated her in every curling water wall, she didn't want to be pulled away. Her sight shimmered and dimmed, and she accepted she had no choice but to watch as she closed her eyes. When younger, it had frightened Misty to see people and situations with such clarity while her eyes were shut, but now she accepted it as part of her life, albeit a small part, for only rarely did the future affect her present so vividly. With this gift came responsibility, and her heart thumped with the double-edged sword of what could be revealed and what might be expected of her. The man balanced on a jumbled spit of rocks beside flapping seagulls, and in the haze of the future, his torso looked tough and lean against the backdrop of the ocean. He cradled one bird against him gently to unwind the twine. She couldn't see his face, but there was something about his concern for the tangled gull that felt familiar on a different level. The seagull in his hand pulled free with the last of the twine, and he stepped back out of the way. His foot slipped. He teetered. Misty leaned forward, squeezing her eyes tighter, and the mists cleared again. She drew her breath in sharply as the movie continued. His head smashed against the rocks as he fell, and then his body rolled into a green wave, and the long torso and limbs began to wash without direction away from the rocks. The vision dissipated, and she knew she'd been shown all she would be. If she could get there before he fell, maybe she could stop him. Misty's fingers clenched on her beach rod as she reeled in as fast as she could, then spun to swoop up her empty bucket so she could race towards her jeep. Once there, she tossed them into the back haphazardly as her gaze scanned the distance for clues. The beach stretched for miles both ways, and each ended with a rocky outcrop into the ocean. In the distance, a flock of gulls soared below the tall white lighthouse over a rock-tumbled outcrop. Visions never came without the opportunity to somehow influence the course of events. She'd have to trust to instinct as she slewed the vehicle with reckless speed through the sand towards the lighthouse.